Yeah, so Wild Outside is a national conservation-based leadership program. So it's a program for young people aged 15 to 18, designed to get them outside, connecting with nature, and then also doing community service projects in their community. So we've got basically three main parts of the program. The first is our outdoor activities, where you go outside, do activities like kayaking, canoeing, hiking, that sort of thing. And we just get that connection to nature for the youth. And then the second part is our community service projects. So that's where we go out and we volunteer, usually with local organizations, conservation organizations, or basically anything, any sort of volunteering that we can do that gets our youth outside, connected to nature, and just working outside. And then the third part is a conservation learning series. So that's where we talk to experts in conservation and just learn all about the outdoors, learn about, you know, different conservation science projects that are going on, and just a learning opportunity for the youth, for sure.
What is it about nature that really makes this program so beneficial to participants?
Yeah, I think, being outside in nature can be super beneficial. You know, obviously for your physical health, you know, you're usually, if we're out and about, we're moving, we're doing something physical, for your mental health as well, just making that connection to nature. You know, whenever I come outside, it's just so relaxing and it's so, you know, it's just so nice to make that connection. And then, you know, obviously it's super important, you know, the way the world is going, we need, you know, young people, and we need people to care about nature so we can, you know, make sure it's here for years to come. So sort of helping them create that connection so we can create, you know, the next round of conservationists, I'll say.
And so I know that the program is underway. So what are some of the projects or some of the activities that are coming up this time around?
Yeah, so our next activity is actually this Saturday. We've got some trail maintenance out in CBS. And then we're doing a big sort of spring project that we've got going on is to create pollinator gardens. So we're actually tasking the youth to sort of help plan the pollinator garden with us, because we're starting, you know, right from scratch, from sort of a raw land. And we're going to, you know, go all the way through. So we're going to plan that pollinator garden as a group together. We're going to plant it, we're going to prepare it, we're going to maintain it, the whole nine yards. We've got a hiking series on the go this summer, so once a month we'll go on a hike. We've got an outdoor movie series, so that'll just be a good chance to get outside, sort of just let everyone hang out together. And then we've got some, you know, water sports and some trail maintenance and lots of different other fun outdoor activities and service projects as well.
What do you hear from some of the people that are doing this?
Yeah, so far lots of positive reactions. So, you know, a big thing is that, like I said, they get to try lots of different activities that maybe they wouldn't have a chance to otherwise, and also connect to their community. You know, when you're a young person, it can be hard to make those connections, and also connect to each other. During high school can be a hard time for some youth, and so finding those people that have similar interests to them can be really, really big as well.
Do you think that a program like this is even more important, more impactful, you know, coming off of the heels of a pandemic?
I think for sure, yeah. I think, a big thing that sort of happened during the pandemic was a lot more people were getting outside, because that's the thing that we could do. So, you know, people are already sort of, I think, going that way. So to be able to bring people outside and teach people, you know, like we had a Leave No Trace course. So to teach people how to properly be outside and, you know, those outdoor ethics. And then also just, you know, it can be intimidating to do some of these outdoor activities. So to just help guide that, I think, is big as well.